For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. A federal appeals court in St. Louis will hear arguments tomorrow on whether Missouri's lobbyist registration requirements violate the First Amendment. It's a rare instance of the entire Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals hearing a case. Rachel Lippman has more.
For years, Ron Calzone has traveled to Jefferson City to advocate for legislation that limits the role of government. No one pays him to do so, and he does not give lawmakers gifts. Nonetheless, the Missouri Ethics Commission has ruled that Calzone has to register as a lobbyist. Failing to do so is a felony. Calzone sued. Courts have twice ruled against him. Dave Rowland is the litigation director at the Freedom Center of Missouri, which is representing Calzone. He says people who get paid to lobby should have to register, but requiring it when no money exchanges hands is unconstitutional.
The very basis of our system of government is that citizens who are passionate about certain ideas go and share those ideas with the people in power.
Rowland says the full Eighth Circuit only hears about 5 cases a year. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Missouri House has voted to remove a requirement that the state's attorney general must live in Jefferson City. The measure approved today by a 135-17 vote does not change the mandate that the attorney general keep an office in the Capitol. The attorney general is the only statewide elected official with a residency requirement. The bill still needs approval from the Missouri Senate and Governor Mike Parson to become law. Democrats made the residency requirement an issue in 2017 after then-Attorney General Josh Hawley said he would keep living in Boone County, about 20 miles from Jefferson City. Hawley was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2018. The Missouri House has voted to block a controversial power line that would bring wind power from Kansas to Missouri and other states. The chamber voted 115-35 today to stop Chicago-based Invenergy from using eminent domain to get the land needed to construct the Grain Belt transmission line. Part of the proposed 780-mile line crosses 8 Missouri counties. The project got approval from the state's Public Service Commission in March. The bill to block the line still needs approval from the Missouri Senate and Governor Mike Parson to become law. Invenergy says it is disappointed in the House move. Truman Medical Center says it has received a record $10 million donation from the Sunderland Foundation. The donation announced today brings Truman Medical more than halfway to its $18.8 million goal to expand and improve its neonatal intensive care unit. The Kansas City Star reports the hospital's current unit has 19 beds portioned by curtains in a 5,000-square-foot space. The fundraising campaign is aimed at expanding the unit to 29 private rooms in a 20,000-square-foot space. Truman also received a pledge of $2.5 million from the Hall Family Foundation and $1.5 million from Phil and Tony Sanders. Phil Sanders is the CEO of Waddle and Reed. Nearly half of Kansas City's babies are delivered at Truman, which is the safety net hospital for Jackson County. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.